Temporal displacement complete. Chronometer synchronized to February 1st, 1215.
Everyone intact? Zynob, Marcus?
Systems operational. Perception filters engaged. To any locals, we'll appear as merchants from Damascus now.
I can't believe we're actually here.
Remember protocol. We're here to observe and document, nothing more. This is a fixed point. We cannot interfere.
We know the rules, Thomas.
Whoa. The colors, the smells. Simulation training doesn't come close to this.
Focus on setup. We have 10 days before Khan's forces reach the city walls. I want baseline documentation established immediately. Let's move. Our contact should be waiting.
You are the scholars from Damascus? You dress strangely.
Yes, my name is Layla, and these are my colleagues Thomas, Zynob, and Marcus.
You come at an unusual time. There are rumors of Mongol forces approaching. Many are fleeing, not arriving.
That is precisely why we've come. We hear the Caliph has refused to pay tribute to the Khan.
Our Caliph believes Baghdad's walls are impenetrable, that Allah will protect us, and that the Mongols would not dare destroy the center of Islamic learning. He is a fool.
We've heard so much about your work here, your astronomical calculations, your translations of ancient Greek texts.
You know of my work.
We've heard it spoken of widely in Damascus. Your reputation extends far.
Then you must see our library. We have texts from India, China, Persia, Greece, knowledge from across the world.
Knowledge that will be floating in the Tigris in less than 2 weeks.
What did he say?
My colleague speaks out of turn. There are concerns about what the Mongols might do if they reach Baghdad.
You know something. Who are you, really?
We are scholars who understand the value of what is housed in your libraries. The world cannot lose this knowledge.
What if I told you we have a way to preserve some of what might be lost?
What are you doing? Remember the protocol.
I do not understand.
Take us to the libraries. We have methods to record what we see in perfect detail.
It's even more magnificent than our reconstructions.
Wow. Hundreds of thousands of manuscripts, maps, astronomical charts, all in one place.
Scholars come from as far as China to study here. We have works in Arabic, Persian,
this is dangerous
Sanskrit,
territory.
Greek.
The team is getting emotionally invested.
That's why they were selected, Thomas. Emotional investment ensures thorough documentation.
Is that the only reason you chose them? Or yourself?
Stay focused on the mission.
These are our astronomical texts. Many of them are based on observations from our own observatory.
These calculations, they're centuries ahead of their time. And this will all be destroyed?
You speak as if the fall of Baghdad is certain, stranger.
What is that device?
This is an astrolabe of my own design. More accurate than any other. I've been working on it for 7 years.
This is incredible craftsmanship.
If you feared the city might fall, what would you say first?
Why do you ask such things?
Hypothetically.
The medical texts. Knowledge that saves lives must be preserved above all. But the Caliph assures us we are safe. He has refused even to discuss evacuation of our scholars or manuscripts.
As is meant to happen.
How can you be so cold?
I'm being rational. Historical integrity must be maintained.
Data storage at 12% capacity. We'll need weeks to properly document even a fraction of what's in that library.
We have days, not weeks.
We can't just let it all burn. That library contains medical knowledge that won't be rediscovered for centuries.
Our mission is clear. Document the fall, not prevent it.
So you propose we just watch as they throw hundreds of thousands of books into the Tigris? As the water turns black with ink?
Precisely. That's what happened. That's what must happen.
What if we could save some knowledge without changing the timeline? If certain manuscripts were already gone before the Mongols arrived? If they were taken by merchants or scholars fleeing the city?
Absolutely not. We don't know what ripple effects that could cause.
But if historical records already indicate some manuscripts survived?
We need to be selective, strategic. No interference that would alter recorded events.
This is dangerous territory, Layla. I'm beginning to question your objectivity.
My objectivity?
Your background, your family history. I've read your file. Your ancestor was a scholar here, wasn't he?
Yes. My family traces back to Ibrahim al-Nassar, an astronomer at the House of Wisdom. But that has nothing to do with...
But it has everything to do with it. You didn't select this mission by chance.
I selected it because it's one of the greatest losses of knowledge in human history. Because understanding exactly how and why it happened matters.
Maybe we should all get some sleep. Clear heads in the morning.
Marcus is right. We continue documentation tomorrow. Full spectrum recording of everything we can access.
Documentation only, Layla. I'll be watching.
Is he right? Are you here for personal reasons?
History is always personal to someone. That's what Thomas has never understood.
Day 3 in Baghdad. Market prices rising as rumors spread. Grain up 40%, salt nearly doubled in price.
People know something's coming, even if the caliph denies it.
Common pattern before sieges. Civilian awareness often precedes official acknowledgement.
There you are. Scouts have returned with news. The Mongol army has been sighted, less than a week's march away.
Has the caliph made any official announcement?
He claims they only seek tribute and negotiations will succeed. But I've heard their army stretches to the horizon. They say hundreds of thousands.
Mr. Yusuf, if you believe this, why stay? Take your family and flee while you can.
It's not easy, stranger. My work is here, my manuscripts, my instruments, a lifetime of research.
What if you could save some of it? People are already leaving the city, taking valuables if you...
Layla, we need to speak. This is a direct violation of protocol. You're suggesting active interference.
I'm suggesting we allow this man to make a choice others in his position historically made. Some manuscripts survived, Thomas. That's documented.
Your personal connection is clouding your judgment.
And your rigidity is blinding you to the purpose of our work. We're not just here to watch people die.
Sometimes that's exactly what we're here to do.
Yusuf, would you show us the city's defenses? For our academic understanding.
Yes, of course. The Western Wall offers the best view. The walls are strong, but not designed to withstand the siege engines the Mongols possess. And here, by the river gate, is our weakest point.
If they divert the river,
the foundations could be undermined. I've tried telling the caliph's engineers, but they won't listen to a mere scholar.
I'm picking up significant movements 30 miles east, probably their advance force.
Yusuf, if someone wanted to remove manuscripts from the House of Wisdom, hypothetically, what obstacles would they face?
The caliph has forbidden removing any state treasures, including manuscripts. There are guards. But with the right authorization, or during the night watch when fewer guards are present.
This line of questioning is inappropriate.
Do you have family here?
I have a daughter, Fatima, 14 years old, too smart for her own good. She helps me with some of my calculations. What is this?
A merchant caravan has arrived. They were attacked on the Eastern Road.
Oh, no.
Looks like the Mongols are closer than we thought.
They say the Mongols have already taken Arbil and killed everyone.
Nonsense. The Caliph will protect us. Baghdad cannot fall.
Don't be a fool. The Caliph can barely protect his own palace, let alone the city.
Typical human response to impending disaster. Denial is powerful.
I've identified the key texts we should prioritize for documentation. Medical, astronomical, mathematical works that won't be rediscovered for centuries.
Good. We'll work through the night if necessary.
Attention! By order of Caliph al-Mustasim, all scholars are to attend an address in the palace courtyard immediately.
Should we go?
Yes. Historical accounts of the Caliph's behavior in these final days are fragmentary at best.
Loyal subjects, I address you to dispel the poisonous rumors infecting our great city. Yes, the Mongol barbarian Hulagu approaches with his army, but Baghdad has stood for 500 years, our walls are impregnable. I have sent envoys to remind the Khan that all the might of Islam will rise against him should he dare attack the City of Peace. He is not so foolish as to incur such wrath.
He actually believes they'll turn back?
Furthermore, I forbid any removal of treasures, manuscripts, or valuables from the city. Such actions show lack of faith in Allah's protection and will be punished accordingly. That is all.
Allah's protection. Ah, as if God shields those who refuse to shield themselves.
Father, finally found you.
Fatima.
I completed the star charts you asked for. Who are these people?
They are scholars from Damascus. This is Layla, Thomas, Zainab, and Marcus.
We've come at a strange time. Are you here to help us against the Mongols?
We're here to learn.
Here to learn? During a siege?
Smart kid.
Your daughter should be very proud of her astronomical work.
You know about that? Your father says women astronomers were common in ancient Babylon. That we're returning to old traditions, not creating new ones.
Fatima speaks too freely.
It's refreshing.
We should return to our quarters, process our observations for today.
Mr. Yusuf, would you and Fatima join us for evening meal tomorrow? We'd like to learn more about your work.
Of course. Thank you.
Data processing complete for today. We've documented approximately 7% of the House of Wisdom's contents.
Not enough. We need to expand our efforts.
I've been thinking about Yusuf and Fatima. We know the Mongols will kill any scholars who remain.
We don't know that they specifically will die. And even if we did, we cannot interfere.
They're people, Thomas, not just entries in a database.
Our mission
is to document. But the parameters never specified what happens to individuals we interact with.
Don't play word games, Layla. You know the protocols.
Do I? Because I recall that Time Directive 15 specifically states, temporal observers may not interfere with documented large-scale historical events. It says nothing about individual fates.
That's a dangerous interpretation.
But not technically incorrect. If Yusuf and his daughter were to leave Baghdad...
This is exactly why personal attachment is forbidden. You've known these people for 3 days, for God's sake.
Long enough to know they don't deserve to die.
No one deserves to die, but history doesn't care about deserving.
I've made my decision. We continue documentation at accelerated pace, and I will not prevent Yusuf from saving himself and his daughter if he chooses to do so.
I'll report this when we return.
Do what you feel is right, Thomas, as will I. Their call of prayer just finished. Sun's not even up yet.
Couldn't sleep?
Just dreams. Nothing important.
Smells very good.
Found these at the market yesterday and thought we could use something familiar.
Any sign of Thomas?
Still asleep as usual.
Is that food I smell? What time is it?
Early. Here, eat something.
The market was busy yesterday. More people there than usual.
Having a team meeting without me?
Having breakfast, Thomas. There's still some left if you want it.
Any reports from the gates?
Can we just eat first? 5 minutes without mission talk?
Yusuf mentioned showing us something at the walls today. He said to meet him mid-morning.
Did he say what?
Something about wanting our perspective on the defenses. I think he's starting to worry, even if he won't admit it.
Wonderful. Now we're military advisors.
We're friends concerned about his safety, that's all.
February in Baghdad. Who would have thought it could be so cold in the mornings?
It'll warm by midday.
We should get ready. Yusuf will be waiting.
The Caliph reinforced this section last week. Doubled the guard rotation too.
Sensible precautions.
I wanted you to see because, well, you all seem to have a different perspective on things.
What's happening over there?
People are gathering at the northeast lookout.
Something's caught their attention.
It can't be.
That's not possible.
The advanced scouts. But people said they were weeks away.
Those aren't scouts. That looks like their vanguard. Thousands of them.
This is too early. Historical records indicate they didn't reach Baghdad until the 10th.
Records can be incomplete or incorrect. This changes nothing about our mission.
It changes our timeline. We have less time than we thought.
I don't know what you're talking about, but the Caliph still refuses to believe they'll attack. He's sending more envoys with gifts. Believes he can negotiate.
Yusuf, listen to me. You need to leave the city today. Take Fatima and whatever you can carry.
Layla!
The Mongols will not negotiate. They will take Baghdad, and anyone associated with the House of Wisdom is in particular danger.
How do you know any of this? In any case, the Caliph has doubled the guards at the House of Wisdom. No manuscripts are to leave.
Maybe we could help with that.
This is a direct violation of protocol. I cannot allow
You're not in charge here, Thomas. I am. And I've made my decision. Meet us at the House of Wisdom at midnight. Bring only what you and Fatima can carry for a long journey. And do not tell anyone.
We need to identify the most crucial texts. I've compiled a list based on historical significance and what we know was lost.
You're actually planning a heist from the House of Wisdom?
Not a heist, a rescue.
I'll report all of you when we return. Your careers are over.
Then report us. But right now, we have work to do.
And what about the other 10,000 scholars in Baghdad? The other families? Going to save them all, are you?
We can't save everyone, but that's no reason to save no one.
You could help us make it safer, more controlled.
I won't participate in this, but I won't actively stop you either. On one condition.
Name it.
Only manuscripts that can be verified as having survived historically. Nothing else. No creating new historical artifacts.
Agreed.
God help us all if you're wrong about this.
Where's Yusuf? He should be here by now.
He'll come. We wait.
We're here.
Father says we must leave everything behind.
Not everything. Zainab, the list.
We've identified 20 key manuscripts, mostly medical and astronomical texts.
We need to hurry. Yusuf, lead us.
The medical texts are here. My own work is in this chest.
Father, my astronomical calculations, they're in the Eastern Study.
We can't risk it, Fatima. We take only what's here.
It's 3 years of work. I'll go quickly.
Fatima, no!
I'll get her. Keep gathering the texts.
Why didn't you leave days ago, when the rumors first started?
Hope, I suppose. Denial. 5 generations of my family have been here. The thought of it ending. And where would we go? The world is not kind to wandering scholars with no patrons.
There's a merchant caravan leaving for Damascus tomorrow. They've agreed to take you.
You arranged this? Why would you do so much for strangers?
Because knowledge deserves a future. So do you and Fatima.
They found Zainab and Fatima!
Guards spotted us. The perception filters glitched.
I got my calculations.
Foolish girl. You risked everything.
No time. We need to move now.
The scholar's passage. This way.
Layla, the chronometric readings are fluctuating. The temporal anchor is destabilizing.
What? But how?
Unknown. But if it collapses completely, we're stranded here.
What are you talking about?
Where's Thomas?
He stayed behind, or went to alert the guards.
Father, who really are these people? What's happening?
They are friends, Fatima. Strange friends. But friends nonetheless.
Don't look so surprised. I couldn't let you all get killed by historical guards. Rather defeats the purpose of non-interference.
Thomas, I thought you went to—
Save it. The Mongol vanguard has breached the outer farmlands. The city has less than 2 days, not the 5 we anticipated. History is accelerating.
That explains the temporal fluctuations.
We need to get Yusuf and Fatima to the caravan, then stabilize our position.
Agreed. The eastern gate. Quickly.
We leave shortly, with or without your friends. The roads will be swarming with Mongols by midday.
They'll be here.
Mongol riders spotted north of the city, moving fast.
Where are Yusuf and Fatima? They should have been here by now.
Scans show that the timeline is still unstable.
You two help the caravan prepare and secure the manuscripts we've already loaded. Thomas, with me. We'll find them. Thomas, I need to know. Did you alert the guards last night?
No. I may disagree with your methods, but I wouldn't endanger the team.
Look there!
Layla, they've taken my father, the Caliph's guards.
When and where?
They came to our home at dawn. Said he was planning to steal from the House of Wisdom. Someone informed on him.
We need to get him out.
Absolutely not. We've already interfered too much. The caravan leaves imminently.
You take her to the caravan. I'm going after Yusuf.
Layla, think! This isn't just about protocols anymore. The temporal instability is worsening. If we don't stabilize our position soon, we could all be stranded here, permanently.
Give me 3 hours. If I'm not back by then, leave without me.
This is exactly why personal attachment is forbidden on temporal missions.
You're not really scholars, are you?
No, Fatima, we are not.
Doesn't inform underlings of his decisions regarding traitors. The prisoner has information about Mongol spies within the palace.
I should verify this with the captain.
By all means. The Caliph will be interested to know what delayed his interrogation. I'm sure your family will miss you when you're stationed at the northern frontier.
No need for that. Take him quickly.
Don't speak. Follow me.
How did you get me out?
Later. We have to hurry. The caravan leaves soon, and the Mongols are almost here.
Is Fatima safe?
Yes, she's with my colleagues.
The manuscripts. The guards took everything.
We managed to secure some already. The medical texts, your astronomical tables, they're with the caravan.
But not the mathematical codex. Al-Khwarizmi's work. We forgot to pack that.
Mr. Yusuf, we're already running out of time. We don't have time for that.
You don't understand. That text is the most valuable in the library. If we could save it, you came from somewhere else to witness a destruction you're certain of. To document it. Why not change it just a little?
How did you...
Your knowledge of events not yet happened. Your strange devices. Your odd speech when you think I cannot hear. You forget that I am a scientist. I observe.
All right, where is that codex?
Temporal instability increasing. If the anchor collapses completely...
We'll be stuck here, in 1258.
What are you talking about? Where is my father? Where is Layla?
Layla went to find him, dear. They'll be here soon.
The caravan master is making final preparations. We have only an hour more at most.
Thomas, I'm reading a significant temporal disruption near the House of Wisdom. A massive deviation from baseline.
Oh no, she couldn't just...
Couldn't what?
Remember, Layla's family connection. It was her direct ancestor who died here.
I think I know what you're hinting at, but her ancestor was called Ibrahim al-Nassar.
Stop speaking in riddles. Tell me what's happening.
Marcus, stabilize the anchor as best you can. Zainab, get Fatima on that caravan no matter what. I'm going after Layla.
The Mongols have been sighted from the northern tower. All citizens to arms.
This is wrong. They shouldn't be at the walls for another day at least.
Time is collapsing around us. Layla's interference is creating a cascade effect.
Fatima, your father's full name. Is it Yusuf ibn Ibrahim al-Nassar?
Yes, but how did you know?
So the records were wrong.
Oh my God.
We are leaving in 10 minutes. The Mongols are almost here.
We have to go, now.
I'm not leaving without my father.
Hurry up, Yusuf, we don't have time.
It should be here. The Caliph had it brought for his personal viewing last week.
What are you doing?
Thomas, what are you doing here?
You are creating a paradox. We've just learned Ibrahim al-Nassar wasn't your ancestor. Yusuf is, and you are interacting with him. Right now.
That's not possible. My family records clearly show...
The records were either incomplete or deliberately changed.
Here it is! I found the codex.
Sounds like the Mongols are at the walls already. Timeline's completely out of order. We need to move now. Faster. The anchor is barely holding. We have minutes at most before it collapses.
If what you're saying is true, if Yusuf is my ancestor, not Ibrahim...
Then the fact you exist means history always recorded his escape. We're not changing the timeline. We're fulfilling...
Eastern gate ahead. I see the caravan.
Thomas, Layla, you made it.
Father!
Get in! We are leaving!
Farewell, friends. Farewell.
Temporal anchor critical. Initiating emergency recall. Everyone, link arms.
Stabilizing field. They're coming through.
Medical team, stand by. Security, hold positions. Dr. Nassar, Professor Blackwood, welcome back.
Director, the mission was...
Was completed successfully. We documented the fall of Baghdad extensively. And what about the timeline? Our sensors detected multiple anomalies.
Observational interference only, sir. The Mongol advance occurred more rapidly than historical records indicated.
I see. Full debriefing in 1 hour. Medical evaluations first.
The documentation we gathered is remarkable. Over 3,000 texts preserved digitally that were previously lost to history.
Thomas, I wanted to thank you for not reporting us.
40 years doing this work, Zainab. Rigid adherence to protocol. And yet, look at what we preserved. What we allowed to continue.
What made you change your mind?
When I realized Yusuf was always meant to escape. That the historical record was incomplete, not wrong, made me wonder how many other fixed points might actually be more flexible than we believed.
Director Hayes is headed this way. He looks serious.
Dr. Nassar, the Historical Accuracy Committee has completed their preliminary review of your mission data.
And?
They've noted several discrepancies between current historical records and our pre-mission briefing materials. Apparently, the mathematician Yusuf al-Nassar has always been credited with preserving key texts during the fall. Strange that our mission briefing didn't include this information. Clerical oversight, perhaps. Historical records are constantly being refined. There's something else. The committee wants to approve an immediate follow-up mission.
Follow-up? To Baghdad?
To Alexandria, Egypt. 1260. To document what became of these preserved texts, which we learned had traveled there. Apparently, they formed the foundation of a minor renaissance in mathematical thinking. I'd like you to lead it, Dr. Nasser.
I would be honored.
Good. Full debriefing in 35 minutes.
Did we just create a new branch of mathematical history?
Or revealed one that was always there, just forgotten?
I'll go to my room. I need some time to process this before the meeting. There it is, Fatima al-Nasar, listed as one of the first female astronomers in Alexandria's medieval observatory. Her father's mathematical work preserved and expanded upon, their descendants becoming scholars across generations. Enter.
Found what you were looking for?
Look here, my family history. It's different, richer, more complete. I always knew we descended from scholars, but this, the calculations Fatima saved, and her own work, they're referenced in texts centuries later.
One girl's determination changed history.
Not just hers, all of us, even Thomas in the end.
Do you regret it, breaking protocol?
No, but I'm still struggling to understand what it means. If Yusuf and Fatima were always meant to escape, always meant to preserve that knowledge, what does that say about our role in history?
Maybe that time isn't as linear as we've believed. That sometimes, the future reaches back to protect the past.
Read this. She was brilliant. A teenage girl making calculations that wouldn't be duplicated for centuries.
That sounds like someone else I know.
This special session of the Historical Accuracy Committee is hereby called to order. We are reviewing Mission 42B7, Observation of the Fall of Baghdad, 1258 CE.
As senior temporal physicist, I can confirm that all mission protocols were followed appropriately, with adaptations made for unexpected acceleration of historical events.
Your team's presence coincides with a newly discovered historical narrative about manuscripts being saved from the House of Wisdom. Quite the coincidence.
With respect, not a coincidence, but a revelation of previously obscured historical data. Our documentation mission uncovered evidence that certain scholars did escape with key texts.
Including the Al-Khwarizmi Codex, a text previously thought destroyed?
Contemporary accounts always indicated some texts survived. Our mission simply clarified which ones and through whom.
The mathematical lineage stemming from this codex's preservation is quite remarkable. 7 centuries of advancement that might otherwise have been delayed significantly.
Our temporal scans showed no significant deviation from the primary timeline. Any changes were within acceptable parameters of historical clarification.
The mission's documentation of over 3,000 lost texts represents the most successful preservation effort in the department's history. I recommend commendation for the entire team.
The committee agrees. Mission 42B7 is classified as a complete success. Dr. Nasser, your follow-up mission to Alexandria is approved, with Professor Blackwood's recommendation that you select your own team.
Thank you, committee members.
Thought I might find you here.
Watching the stars always helps me think.
I've been reviewing the timeline impacts. The preservation of that mathematical codex led to advances nearly 2 centuries earlier than our previous records indicated.
Knowledge building upon knowledge, the way it's supposed to be.
I think I'm retiring soon. 40 years is enough. I've recommended Marcus take my position. He understands both the importance of protocols and when they might need flexible interpretation.
And what will you do?
Study history the old-fashioned way, through books.
I'm leading the Alexandria mission. Would you consider one last field assignment?
To see what became of Yusuf and Fatima? I think I'd like that.
Sometimes I wonder if they ever suspected the truth, that they weren't just preserving knowledge for their time, but for a thousand years to come.
Isn't that what all great scholars hope for? That what they save or discover might echo through time?
You've been listening to Ashes of Wisdom, produced by The Bite Bender.